Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
While the Lord Jesus the Messiah knew the hearts of all people, all men that were with him, yet we have to realize that God the Father, as God the Holy Spirit, the divine person, they know everything about us all. And the Father knows very well those that follow his Son, the Messiah. And he loves those that follow his Son. That's why God so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And out of the world, those who have turned to the Savior, to the Messiah, to Jesus, are loved by the Father in a unique way. Of course, God loves the whole world. But the world is a world of the population who did not accept the Messiah, do not enjoy that love, the love of God, and they can never call him Abba, Father, until they are born of the Spirit of God. As John 1 tells us, as many as received him, received the Messiah, to them he gave the authority to be called children of God, children of the Father. And here we see now those that believed on the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, they are now loved by the Father. And the reason that he's loving them, not only that he's loving them as God the Father loves us, as he loves the whole world, but there is a special love relationship between the Father, God the Father, and those who follow the Lord Jesus the Messiah. We became sons and daughters of the Father. And there is that intimate relationship as the Father-Son, Father-Daughter, Father-Child. That's why we are called often children, little children, as believers. So the disciples believed in the person of the Lord Jesus that he came out from God, verse 27. Verse 28, Yeshua continued, and he said, I came forth from the Father, and am come unto the world, and again I leave the world and go to the Father. You remember in John 13, right at Pesach, at the Passover, in the city of Jerusalem, when they were beginning the feast of Passover to be kept, Yeshua, we read in verse 1 of John 13, now, before the feast of Passover, when Yeshua knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world into the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being, this is the Passover Seder, the Passover Supper, the devil now having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, verse 3 says, Yeshua, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, and he laid aside his garment, and he took a towel, and he girded himself, and he pours water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. This is John 13, verses 1 to 5. Knowing that the Father had given all things to him, he came from God and he's going back to God. Well, here in verse 28 of John chapter 16, he came from the Father and he said, now I'm coming to the world again and I leave the world and I go to the Father. You notice it's very interesting. In John 13, he came from God and he's going back to God. In John 16, he came from the Father and he's going back to the Father. Same person, God the Father. It is God who sent him, and it is the Father who sent him. It is God who will receive him, and it is the Father who will receive him. In other words, the same person in the Godhead, God the Father. Wonderful. In Hebrew, Elohim Ha'av. And so Yeshua, in verse 28, he said, I came from God the Father, and I now will return to God the Father, to the Father, La'aba. So, it is fascinating to realize that he is preparing the disciples for his departure to God, to the Father, through the cross. He must die. Sin must be judged. No one could ever pay for his own sin. Someone else had to be a substitute. God took humanity with his divine nature. God the Son became a man. And now, as man, Yeshua, HaMashiach, is in anticipation to go back to the Father, but it is through the cross, through death, burial, and resurrection. And so, the third lesson we learn here from verse 29 to the end of the chapter is this. The believers in the Lord Jesus the Messiah, not only that they ought to understand that principle, that they will experience sorrow in this world, they will experience persecution and discouragement here in this world, they will weep, they will lament, they will sorrow here in this world while the world is rejoicing in their own ways. But their sorrows of the believers will turn into joy, while the rejoicing of the unregenerated world will turn into sorrows at the day of judgment. So the disciples needed to believe, to continue on. And that's why Yeshua have encouraged them to simply trust him, to pray, to ask, and he will respond. The Father will respond and will encourage them here and now while they are here upon the face of this earth. And so notice in verse 29 to verse 33, we read. In verse 29, the disciples now said, notice that, the disciples said unto him, Lo, now, notice that, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now, again, notice the word now, we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. But this we believe, that thou camest forth from God. So in verse 29, the disciples understood what he previously shared with them, what Yeshua shared with them previously. So they understood now what the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, was sharing with them about the reality that in this world they will weep, they will lament, they will sorrow. And yet their sorrow will turn unto joy. As a woman who is in labor, who is now in labor with much pain, much sorrow, until the baby comes into this world and she rejoices and forgets all the sorrow that she has experienced. So the disciple says, now you speak to us plainly. Now you do not speak to us in a proverb. Verse 30, now we are sure that you know all things, and that you do not need any man will ask you anything. But this we believe that you came forth from God. And notice that the final response of Yeshua the Messiah to his beloved disciples, whom he loved dearly. The Lord Jesus knew their weakness, just like you and I, my dear friend. At the time when testing come into our life, we oftentimes fail. And so the disciples also, they said, now, you know, we speak plainly. Now we don't speak in proverb, and we understand, we are sure, we know that you know all things, and that we believe that you came from God. But again, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, knew very well that they will experience challenges. And as them, so you are, and I am. Time comes in our life when there are challenges, and oftentimes we fail the Lord. And because of our weakness, we need the Lord's grace. And so notice how precious. I love these last verses here in John chapter 16, verse 31, 32, and 33. Let me read this to you, beloved brothers and sisters. Yeshua answered them. He said, do ye now believe? You believe now? Then he's telling them, but behold, he says, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. Notice this kind of sad remark here. You see, they said, now you speak plainly. Now you do not speak in a proverb. Now we are sure that you know all things. Now we believe that you came from God. But the Lord is telling them, listen, I know your hearts. I know you follow me, you believe on me, but you see, there's a time come. Yeah, he says that you will all be scattered. In other words, he is anticipating the time in which Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, will go to the cross. And when he will go to the cross, the shepherd of Israel will be smitten. And the sheep will be scattered. See, this is exactly what the prophet Zechariah said prophetically concerning the coming of the Messiah at his first coming, where we read in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 7, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, in Hebrew, amiti, my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. In other words, prophetically, the prophet Zechariah, as Isaiah, and as other of the prophets of Israel said, that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, not only by nature in our day-by-day life, but even when the time of the Messiah came, who is the shepherd, when the sword of the judgment that fell upon the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, who is the shepherd of Israel, my shepherd, God called him, then the sheep will be scattered. And isn't it, beloved friend, exactly what the Lord is anticipating here when he is telling his disciples concerning the time where he will die? You see, this is amazing because it's so true. According to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31, we read, it says, then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. You see, Yeshua knew that verse in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 7 really speaks of him. He is the shepherd of the sheep. And he said to them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. See, Matthew chapter 26 has the same thought that we have in John chapter 14, 15, and 16. It's the same upper room. what we get additional information from Matthew, we can see here in John chapter 16, where Yeshua said, "Behold, the hour is come. Yea, is come now, and ye shall be scattered. Every man to his own, and you shall leave me alone." You know, that is so, so sad. You see, we, by nature, are fallen. We, by nature, are fearful. We, by nature, will never be able to do anything for God unless He helps us. We are selfish by nature. All seek their own. If it would not be the Lord that will assist us and help us to follow Him, we will all continue in our own ways. And yet the Lord knows that. You see, He knows everything about us. He knows everything. And that's why He told the disciples who just said to Him after all this deliberation in chapter 16, He says, "Oh yes, now you speak plainly. Now you do not speak in proverb." At the end of verse 30, it says, "But we believe that you came from God." So you would think, what they would believe, they will not, you might say, stumble and be assured of themselves. And yet we learn that the Lord knows everything, how weak we are by nature. And so He tells them, "The hour is coming." Yeah, He says, "It is now." Remember, beloved brothers and sisters, we are just in the last time of the Lord here on earth. Soon He will go to the cross. These are the last, chapter 17 is the unique prayer of the Lord speaking to His Father. And by the time we arrive to the next chapters, He is on the cross, nailed to a Roman cross, crucified, and finishing the work of redemption when He will die, when God will judge Him for the sin of this world. And so He knew very well, you see, the hour is coming, a few hours, when you will be scattered, every man to his own, and He shall leave me alone. And yet, Yeshua may die alone without any man have any part with it, but our Abba, God the Father, was always with Him. Notice what He said, "But I am not alone because the Father is with me." You remember, it reminds us of this wonderful march, you might say, a walk of Abraham, the father, and Yitzhak, the son. You remember? They went, both of them, together. In Genesis chapter 22, where God tested Abraham and said, "Take now thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the mountain of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." And so we read, in obedience to the call of God, in verse 6, Abraham and Isaac, it says, "And they went, both of them, together." Verse 8 of Matthew chapter 22, "They went, both of them, together." Avraham veYitzchak, Abraham and Isaac went together. Here, God the Father never left His Son. That's why we read that the Lord on the cross, He never said, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" So here we learn this amazing lesson, that God the Father had to act as a judge when the Messiah was on the cross. That's why Yeshua did not say, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? But my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because God, the Father, acting as a judge, judging sin, has to turn away his face from the man, Yeshua. But on the other side, we learn that the Father and the Son were always together. This is amazing to learn, beloved friend, even though it is hard to grasp. Yet notice, Yeshua said, I am not alone, because my Father is with me. And the conclusion here of this amazing 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, in verse 33, Yeshua wanted the disciples to have shalom. Shalom, peace in him. He will never leave them. And he is encouraging them to be of good cheer. Cheer up, because ultimately, even though he will go to die, he's a victor. He will victoriously will provide redemption for sinful mankind who would believe on him. And so verse 33, the concluding verse of this chapter, these things have I spoken unto you. What these things? All the things. Chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15, chapter 16, all the things that he had spoken unto them in the upper room at the Passover table in the city of Jerusalem and on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, all these things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have shalom, you might have peace. Oh yes, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh, beloved brothers and sisters, I have overcome the world. While the world and Satan and the flesh thought that they have defeated this man, the Messiah, that they have defeated God when this man died on the cross and he was put away, yet Yeshua said, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. You remember what we read in 1 John chapter 5, the very same Yohanan, John, the evangelist, who gave us by divine inspiration the Gospel of Yohanan, the Gospel of John, gave us by divine inspiration the letters, the epistle that he wrote to early believers. And he said in 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Verse 5, He that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Yeshua is the Son of God. He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, wonderful, my dear friend. Yeshua is concluding here with his conversation with the disciples in the upper room and on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane. This thing have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Shalom. In a world you will have tribulation. He didn't say you might have, but you will have. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And when the Lord Jesus the Messiah died on that shameful tree, he defeated Satan. He defeated the world. He defeated the flesh. He defeated sin. He provided a way of redemption for sinful people like you and I, in order to restore man to God and bring salvation to a sinful world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Just one more remark here. We have always to distinguish this expression in verse 33. In the world you shall have tribulation. We must distinguish between the tribulation period of 7 years, of which we read elsewhere in Daniel chapter 9 and of the tribulation that is found, even that Yeshua spoke about in Matthew chapter 24, where Yeshua spoken about the tribulation that will occur here on earth during the 7-year tribulation. We must distinguish between the ordinary tribulation that every believer experiences in his or her life. We must distinguish this tribulation that all believers experience in their life from the great tribulation which will occur after the rapture of the church, which is found in Daniel 9, and the Lord Yeshua said about this great tribulation in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. We must distinguish between these tribulations that coming upon believers every day and the great tribulation that will happen after the rapture of the church during the 7 years of Jacob's trouble, that Israel will experience a special time of tribulation, Jacob's trouble. The world will experience time of tribulation, out of which God will restore his earthly people Israel back to himself at the second coming of the Mashiach, and all Israel shall be saved at the end of the tribulation, the Tzarat Yaakov, Jacob's trouble. But here, Yeshua is simply speaking about, in John 16, verse 33, about trouble that all believers experience in our life here on earth during the time that the Lord allotted each and every one of us here on earth. Well, beloved brothers and sisters, God bless you. We concluded John chapter 16. May the Lord encourage us all and realize that we are to be of good cheer because Yeshua, the Messiah, have overcome the world. God bless you. And shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.